This is Daily Discipleship. Our Lord promises not only to lead us, but also to transform our lives along the way. In a moment, Dr. Leroy Imes will highlight this truth as we survey Exodus chapters 13 through 15. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few years ago, a bus company coined the slogan, "Getting there is half the fun." But their ad campaign was a failure. Why? Because hardly anyone believes that getting there is half the fun on a bus. We are a destination-oriented people, and so were the children of Israel. There were two ways to get out of the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan. One way took about 4 or 5 days. The other took much longer and led them into the howling wilderness. One way, the short way, the way that would appear to any of us to be the obvious way, was sort of a shortcut from the northern border of Egypt to the south of Canaan. So they took the shortcut, right? Wrong. God led them through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Now, why did God do this? Why did he lead his people along a path that seemed so obviously wrong? There are a number of reasons, good reasons, why he chose to go that route. Genesis 8:2 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands or not." When I was in the Marine Corps during World War II, we spent several weeks in boot camp. Now, the academic part of our training could have probably been done in about a half a day. You know, this is a rifle, this is the trigger, point, shoot. But the biggest job was taking a bunch of civilians and making us into Marines. And that took time. They were dealing with our attitudes, our mentality, preparing us for the pressure of combat. And that's what God was doing. He was taking a group of former slaves and transforming them into his free people, ready to possess the promised land. Had God led them by the shortcut, they would have come in contact almost immediately with the Philistines, a warlike people, fierce and tough. For this band of raw recruits to engage the Philistines in battle would have been foolish. They weren't ready. Their spirit was still broken after years of slavery. Their hands were accustomed to the brick mason's trowel, not the warrior's sword. God knows our frame. He exposes us to smaller obstacles at first, and little by little prepares us for the greater. In Deuteronomy 32:10, it says, "God led his people about, back and forth, here and there." But what appeared to be a wandering experience was really not that at all. God had a plan. He knew exactly what he was doing. The psalmist says, "And he led them forth by the right way." It wasn't the nearest way, but it was the best way. Are you on a wandering path today? Remember that God knows what he's doing. Look for the lessons of the journey and trust the destination to God. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, do as I say, and as I do, on Daily Discipleship.